Glenn, good morning.
Good morning, Sean. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, our absolute pleasure. Now, looking first, I guess, as to why this site has actually been chosen, why has BP actually picked the Great Australian Bight for their next environmental oil plan, for their next exploration of oil reserves?
Yeah, look, I'll take one step back and then I'll answer that question directly. Just for people who aren't aware of where we're talking about, the Great Australian Bight is the massive ocean on the southern area of Australia, just south of South Australia, and it is one of the most pristine, important marine environments left on the planet. There is no doubt about that. Scientists constantly tell us about the values of this, and you only have to visit the area to see the massive whales and dolphins and Australian sea lions. It's, for example, it's the world's most significant nursery for the endangered southern right whale. So the area we're talking about is a beautiful, pristine marine environment. Now, the reason why BP is targeting this area is because they think there's a lot of oil there.
Mm.
It's a deep water environment that hasn't yet been exploited, and oil companies are increasingly interested in trying to find new sources of oil. And this is exactly what they're now trying to do in this really beautiful place.
Now, obviously, you guys at the Wilderness Society are more concerned with the consequences or the potential consequences of these actions. So exactly what are you guys worried about here?
Well, extraordinary news came to us just at the start of this week, actually. Now we have the precise location of BP's planned well, and they're right bang smack in the middle of the Great Australian Bight Marine Reserve. So our environment laws in Australia are weak, particularly regarding marine reserves. And although the values are very high, it's the reason why this area is in a marine reserve, BP is proposing to put their well in this marine reserve. Now, this is the same company, of course, that in 2010 was the cause of the world's largest massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico in the US, where we saw decimation of the ocean environment, decimation of local communities, fishing and tourism industries. This is the same untrustworthy company that is now coming into the Bight in riskier, deeper, rougher waters in a marine reserve. It's just extraordinary that it's even got this far.
Mm. You know, I understand you guys at the Wilderness Society are also involved with Sea Shepherd in this Operation Jadora, which is looking to protest the exploration drills in the Great Australian Bight. Now, Sea Shepherd official Jeff Hansen has said, if BP is allowed to drill for oil in the Great Australian Bight, it's not a question of if there will be an oil spill, but when. How exactly do we come to that conclusion?
Well, it's the track record of this company, and Deepwater Horizon isn't the only accident. They've been involved in several others over the recent years. This is a deeply untrustworthy company. And the environment that we're talking about is deeper, rougher, riskier than the Gulf of Mexico. I mean, this is an area where you get 10, 12, 14 metre waves, huge swells, huge currents at certain times of year. So we just don't trust this company coming into this area. Now, the Operation Jitter, as it's called, which we launched yesterday with Sea Shepherd as part of our alliance, is showcasing the amazing natural values of this region. It's called, by the way, Jitter, the Operation Jitter, as it's called, refers to a Murning, a traditional owner. So Bunalori is on the boat, a traditional owner that whose country covers much of the Nullarbor Plains and the head of the Bight. The term Jitter refers to the great white whale, which is a really important part of their cultural tradition and their stories about the significance of the whale. So we're honoured to be embarking on this journey with the Murning traditional owners and Sea Shepherd. We'll also be joined by Bob Brown later in the trip, and it is aimed to showcase what's at stake, what's at risk, and what this untrustworthy company BP is planning to do.
It's quite interesting you mentioned the traditional owners of this area there, because we've seen, well, with the Great Australian Barrier Reef, we've seen a lot of damage there done by obvious industrialisation. And then you mentioned earlier that our environmental laws are in fact quite weak here in Australia. So is there a debate to be had as to who exactly has ownership of these natural areas, of these natural wonders that we have here in Australia? Does it belong to the government? Does it belong to the corporations, or does it belong to the people and the people need to have a bit of a say in what's best?
At the very least, you shouldn't be allowed to drill for oil in a marine reserve, particularly one of this stature. That's as clear as mud in my view. Look, the other important thing to note, of course, is on the back of the Paris Climate Change Agreement, its scientists are absolutely clear that we cannot open up new fossil fuel bases. And what BP is planning to do here is open up a whole new fossil fuel basin. So we talk about the weakness of Australia's environment law. This is something that we should be legislating against, opening up new fossil fuel bases. So not only is there a huge risk from an oil spill, and we've done independent oil spill modelling, which shows that the impact could be as far as Albany in Western Australia, or even in some cases, the modelling was showing oil travelling as far as New Zealand, and that's in quite conservative estimates as well. So the risk is from the oil spill and other damage from shipping, but also the climate consequences. So from an environmental law perspective, we just should not be opening up a new fossil fuel basin, and we certainly should not be drilling for oil in a marine reserve.
Well, Glenn, I do appreciate your time this morning. Obviously, very concerning one, because it only has to happen once, and then we've seen a lot of damage done. Do appreciate your time on this morning.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.